All right, today I'm here with Brian Holland, and what branch of the military did you serve in?
I spent time in the United States Marine Corps and the Army,
actually. Oh, so you did both? That's just like my stepdad, Marine first, then Army second?
That's right.
That's kind of the path. How long were you in for?
I'm actually still in. I just hit 10 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. I spent 6.5 years in the Marine Corps and then transferred to the Army, and I got in the National Guard.
Oh, cool.
So
sweet.
I spent 9 years in the infantry, and I just switched over. I'm now an aircraft mechanic.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, he kind of did the same thing, 6 Marine and then 14 Army after that, and put in for the long haul. But first of all, why did you choose the Marines first?
I guess kind of despite my parents. My dad actually was in the Army for 9 years, and he convinced me to go to ROTC when I first got in college. So I did that, and I didn't like the type of people I was surrounded by.
Okay.
And so one day I just literally up and went to the recruiter and signed up and came back and told my mom, and I thought she was going to kill me.
Yeah.
But no, they're happy I did it, though.
I'm sure they are. That's cool. That's really cool. So you're infantry the whole time you were in the Marines?
Yep, the whole time.
So then why did you move over to the Army after that?
Well, when it got to the end of my contract in the Marine Corps, I tried to decide what I wanted to do. It was kind of during the drawdown, so I was kind of figuring out what I want to do with my life.
Yeah.
And my father-in-law actually talked me into going to the National Guard.
Okay.
Because he's been in the Army for, I think, over 20 years now. Uh-huh. He's still in.
Yeah.
And he kind of just convinced me. So I was like, all right, I'll try it. You know, so I did like a try one thing, try it for a year, basically. And I did that, and I liked what I was doing. So I was like, sticking around with it.
Nice. So you're still doing a mechanic thing, airplanes, stuff like that?
Yep.
Right on.
Yep. That's helicopters.
Cool. Yeah, so that's cool.
It's different, but it's fun.
It's here in Springfield?
Yep.
Nice. So you're part of that crew that works up the north side, huh?
Yep.
That's cool.
That's right.
That's awesome. How long have you been here for?
In Missouri?
Yeah.
2016 is when I moved over.
Okay, so about 2 years?
Yeah.
Or three, well, kind of, I guess. Well, I don't know. Almost three. Either way. Yeah. That's really cool. So did you spend any time overseas or anything like that?
Yeah, I went to Iraq in 2009 when I was in the Marine Corps. And I'm going to go on another deployment within the next year or so.
Within the next year?
Yep.
Wow. I thought they were scaling back and they're still
a
swimming.
Little bit, yeah.
Yeah. So are you just going to go over and do the mechanic thing while you're over there? How long is your...
Probably about a year.
About a year?
Yeah.
Oh, man. When do you know when you're going, or you just waiting until they tell you?
It's kind of one of those things. It's like, I'll go where they send me.
So. Yeah. It's just, it could be tomorrow. It could be in 3 months. You don't really know. Just ready. Huh.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can kind of see you look a little antsy. Like you're.
I like going on deployments.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't like
I'm sure.
She's not looking forward to it, but. Yeah. I don't know. That's what I signed up for. So.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's awesome. Well, thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
Good luck when that time does come and you have to go back. And get a hold of me and we'll do another one of these when you get back.
Cool.
Sound good?
Cool.